Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And we kick off today with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Mr. Bill.
Dave and I were having a conversation the other day, and, one of the things that strikes me about some of the stuff, you float some trial balloons out there on social media about what do you think about this and what do you think about that. And
I do what?
You know, you throw some ideas out there on social media.
Okay, yeah. I didn't understand what you said.
Gotcha.
All right, cool.
And we were discussing some of the responses you got, and I was like, we need to talk about this because this is an important thing for anybody to consider that, you know, that is wanting to learn how to use a pistol, how to use a, you know, combined arms, that kind of thing, because that's the kind of stuff you're feeding out there. And there's some
well,
people.
Actually, really, can I be more specific?
Yes, you can.
It's really how to do anything better that's going to work for you as an individual. It doesn't matter what, whether it's a pistol, a rifle, what kind of weapon it is, what is going to work for you. That's the point I was trying to make.
Right. Now, one thing about Dave, though, when Dave is out there making these points, he does not get out there and say, he doesn't go into such a degree of detail to where it's like he's saying, this is the only way you can do it. You have to hold it exactly this way. You have to stand exactly this way. You have to be thinking exactly this way, because you understand the whole idea that There needs to be a degree of flexibility for people to make it work for themselves, right?
Exactly. Yeah, kind of, for example, if we'll use a pistol and focus on the grip, for example, instead of showing you how my grip works for me, I don't really understand how you would get a lot out of that to begin with.
Right.
I'll provide you with four basic parameters that you can evaluate your grip, you know, with the pistol that you're using, okay? One, it's got to be solid or be strong enough to provide enough resistance for the pistol to operate properly because it's recoil operated. It has to be steady enough in support of aiming. Your grip cannot interfere with the function of the pistol at any point in time based on the location and function of the individual controls. And that's whether you're firing it with one hand, whether you're firing it with either the left or the right and or working with both hands on the pistol. And across the spectrum of gun handling tasks, probably the most important thing your grip has to provide is positive control of the pistol at all times. And that's it. Those four parameters. And with those four parameters of solidity, steadiness, non-interference, and positive control, you should be able to figure out based on your physiology, the size of your hands, the length of your fingers, blah, blah, blah. The make, model, and design of the pistol, location, and function, its controls. You know, you have guidance, not, you know, a kind of a written rule on how to best stabilize the pistol or hold the pistol for yourself. Now, yeah, everybody needs guidance, and that's what it's all about. But there are times where you're going to find yourself, you know, how much do you actually learn versus when do you, here's the question, I don't believe I've ever asked this, I don't think it's ever come up in conversation, but dig this, at what point do you receive enough guidance in respect to anything that you start to do the math on the topic or the subject,
right,
and train and condition yourself? You become, you seek training and guidance from others until you yourself become self-actualized and can train and condition yourself. Because by that time you've learned how to, excuse me, by that time you've learned how to pay attention to what you're doing while you're doing it and evaluate what you're doing while you're doing it and be able to make adjustments while you're doing it in support of a positive outcome in respect to shot placement, multiple shot placement, whatever, you know, whatever the task is. Did you follow me on all that?
Yeah.
So, because, you know, the thought just occurred to me in my early years of having made the decision, you know, hey, if I'm going to do this, you know, on a level that they're asking me to do this, I better be smart about it, period. And that's when my own, you know, self-education process started. And it was pretty cool when I got to the point where I realized that, you know, hey, I'm doing things that, or asking questions, doing things on the range in respect to trying to discuss things with my peers. It was difficult at times because, you know, I was operating maybe a level or two above. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's primarily visual things.
Right.
How do you speak of what you see and how you see it? You know, what are you looking for? Well, how are you going to see what you're looking for unless you know what it looks like in the first place? And when is it supposed to be there? Timing is critical in that respect.
Yes, it is.
Because we're, you know, we process 90% of our information visually. You know, all predators process an extreme amount of their information visually. And of course, you know, all predators have binocular vision, blah, blah, blah. Know how your eyes work. Know how your vision works. Have you ever seen something and went, whoa, dude, man, did I just see that?
Right.
Well, you probably did. It's just, you probably never seen it before. And sometimes in respect to shooting and what is happening at high speed, you know, I'll see something and I won't be sure of it because I've never seen it before. So I kind of doubt it, but you learn how to trust your vision in those moments to realize that, yes, you did see it.
Hang on.
In fact, you did see it.
Hang on right there. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back.
This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. You asked one question about when is it enough? And I guess the simplest question, the simplest answer to that is if you're walking up and down a fire line, I think it's probably everybody's going to come to their own moment where it's enough. I mean, would you agree with that? Where that
what do you mean?
So with that, so like you're saying, okay, do this this way, and somebody's trying to do it that way, and then suddenly the light comes off on the in their head when they understand what you just told them. They finally digested that wherever that comes in the process.
Okay, right? when someone becomes aware of something.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like the light bulb comes on
exactly,
moment.
Exactly.
Is that what you're talking
about?
Okay, yeah. I've seen that many times, yes.
Yeah. So I guess that's going to be different with everybody there, although as more and more people, I think as more and more people have that come off and people begin to see what's going on. Once that comprehension, once the lesson is now learned, instead of, you know, while you're sitting there trying to tell me what it is and I'm not getting it, as soon as I figure it out and I've learned that lesson, that's when I think you probably hit that point. So... But let's talk about
that's the responsibility of it.
Right.
And what I mean by the responsibility of it is once you know better, the responsibility is on you to do better. You know what I mean?
I do. I do indeed.
But I do want to say this about the last segment.
Yeah.
That was a perfect example. During the break, I realized that was a perfect example of me going off on a tangent. I covered so many things, man. I started like at A and wound up at Z before the break. Bring me back to what we're talking about, dude.
So, you know, with some of the things that you've been doing, right, you've been giving little hints of things to come on social media. And you have gotten, in the conversation we've had, it seems like you've gotten a little bit of pushback. And one of the things that I've told you, and I firmly believe this, most of the people that are pushing back on you, one, they don't know you. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, true. Yeah, go ahead. Continue.
Two.
This is interesting, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
See, fundamentals and basics are not sexy. So when you get out there and you're laying out the case for fundamentals and basics, that's not for them, you know, for most of these. And, you know, a lot of people get their first information on guns nowadays and using a gun off of YouTube.
Right.
And there's some people on YouTube that are very, 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 very good.
Sure.
And there's some people on YouTube that are really lousy. And for some reason, a lot of those lousy guys get a bit of an audience, and then all of a sudden they've corrupted the whole mindset that might be coming in on certain things.
Not necessarily, dude. Not necessarily. I can't agree with you on that point because whoever watches those less than videos, I guess we'll describe it in that manner.
Sure.
Whoever watches those less than videos has to, at some point, support what's being put out or choose to do it that way.
Right.
And, you know, be a ham bone right along with whoever did the video. Just because, you know, it kind of falls into that category. Just because you can doesn't always mean you should.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And in respect to, I'll reinforce this point for sure, in respect to doing anything with firearms or firearms related, you have every responsibility to do the right thing at the right time every time. And if you don't know what that is or you question what that is, you need to find out immediately because there's no do-overs. With firearms. There's no apologies given. I mean, you know, they're permanent. You make a serious mistake with a firearm, it's permanent.
Yep.
So find out what you need to be doing in the first place and make sure it's the correct thing to be doing, the safe thing to be doing, the responsible thing to be doing with firearms, period. And then when you can get into all the other applications of fire and learning how to use them at speed or you know, for recreation,
right?
Sports shooting, stuff like that. You know, as well as self defense and war fighting, if that's your thing.
But one of the things that we were talking about was that some of the pushback you were getting based on just some of the things you were saying without them really delving into why they were going against
Yeah, thank you for bringing me back to that original point. Dig this, dude. I wouldn't call it pushback so much in the light of it being negative as much as it being like, whoa, don't really understand what you're trying to do here. It's like I've literally had, you know, people come to me and say, hey, look, man, we've got a thing going on here, and we'd like you to weigh in on this, give us your 2 cents, but you're going to have to kind of think out of the box
right.
on this one. Well, hey, I got no problem thinking out of the box. And here's how I know that. Because almost to the time that I've been asked to think out of the box to solve some problems, having presented my out-of-the-box solutions, I was promptly asked to get back into my box because they were a little too over the top or maybe a little too expensive to do it absolutely right. For what, you know, whatever reason, they were positive. But, and yeah, that's something to, seriously consider at every opportunity is, you know, what it costs to operate. You know,
right.
Things are, you know, firearms related or getting that much more expensive.
Yep.
As the, political situation gets that much more tense. And you really need to factor that into what you're doing and how you're doing it while maintaining your training and practice schedules. You know what I mean?
But while they're getting more, while they're getting more expensive, they're becoming no less necessary. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, because of the circumstances, you're going to have to make adjustments, but if there's any adjustment that needs to be made, you need to err on the side of increasing your training and practice opportunities.
Right.
You know, sharpen your skills, so to speak.
We're coming up on the next break, and I'm going to give you an example of something that I want to know if you've actually had this happen, because we're going back more towards some of the other stuff just because whenever I see it, it's sort of silly to me. So I want to see what you have to say about it. Super Dave, you can find him on Instagram, not Instagram, on Facebook at S. Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. The two leading pharmacy chains in the U.S. are set to start sales of abortion pills possibly this month. Walgreens and CVS will offer mifepristone at select pharmacies in states where it's legally permissible. Both chains have received FDA certification to dispense the pill, according to separate statements. Wildfires and blizzard warnings are causing anxiety for thousands of Americans. Over 500,000 people in California and Nevada face the threat of a blizzard with up to 10 feet of snow predicted in higher elevations. Simultaneously, major wildfires in the Texas Panhandle and parts of Oklahoma have claimed at least 2 lives. Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address. House Speaker Mike Johnson noted that the American people will be attentive as the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the Senate turns the page on the oldest president in history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. And one of the things, you know, let me give you an example of something that happened to me, okay? So I did a video review on something from a company called G-Code, which is this really good chest rig that has these, it has four pouches on it for rifle magazines. It has a drop-down pouch for your trauma and everything else. It's rigid without being rigid. The pouches are called Scorpion pouches. So they have retention without having anything over the top. So you can still snatch the magazine out, but you're not going to be dropping magazines.
And I'm right, you'll have keepers.
Right. So I'm doing that, and I also had the belt that goes along with it. And I'm doing that, and I'm showing it set up with a rifle. And one of the comments I get on it is, I'm not likely to take gear advice from somebody who puts O-lights on his rifle. Now.
A what?
O-light. That's a brand of light.
Okay.
Olight had, I've done a number of Olight sends me lights and I do reviews on them. So I'm sitting there and this is all based on this, a while back there was a guy, as I am told, I've only read about this. There was a guy that had an Olight with a lithium ion rechargeable battery. He stuck that in his mouth to do something while keeping the light and holding it in his mouth. The lithium ion battery, which is the same type of battery that catches on fire in Teslas or in various electric vehicles throughout the United States.
Well, that's the kind of battery to not have.
Yeah.
Right?
But he had it in his mouth. And the odds were in his favor, but it still exploded while it was in his mouth, and it ended up killing him.
So did he survive it?
No, so the story goes, he did not survive it. Now, this is just something I've heard out there amongst the lore. It may be true, it may not, I don't know. But I'm going to go along the lines of the supposition that it is true.
Okay.
Why would you put a lithium ion battery in your mouth, whether it's in a flashlight or not? Knowing what we know about lithium ion.
I mean, it kind of comes across to me as natural selection.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's the Darwin Award. See, whenever I'm presenting something out there on YouTube right. or something where I'm saying, here's some good-looking equipment, look at this, and this is just for your consideration. I'm not saying it's the only right. kind of equipment you can get. I'm not saying it's the best kind of equipment you can get. But I can say, look at this. This is good. This would work for most people. Has a battle belt that goes with it that's narrow, that has a rubber backing on it, so you don't have to have an inner belt. It's very well thought out. G-Code knows what they're doing. And so I'm showing that, and this is what this guy comes away with. And see, do you have the same kind of people out there that they come away and they say something that is so frivolous and has so little to do with what you actually just said because they got to be right?
Right. But you understand one thing about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're doing when they do that?
Tell me.
They're simply skylining themselves. They're basically identifying themselves. You know, shoot your mouth off like that, and it's like, hey, look at me, I'm the dummy in the crowd. That's kind of like how I take it.
Well, I mean, but...
Because, I mean, I understand the connection. I'm just not connecting the dot on the lithium battery incident and you having an O-light on your gun, right?
Well, they're both O-lights.
Well, I mean, it's like big deal. I just recently did a, you know, why make one light try to do everything when you can run two lights and have two different kinds of light? And, right. that was like, I think it was a little too simple for some folks.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, I never thought of that.
So explain the basic premise. You got two lights mounted on your long gun. Why do you have two lights mounted on your long gun?
Because one light lens system cannot be made to throw two different kinds of light.
Right.
I like a short flood light for CQB type work, for close range work. You know, when I say close range, I mean like inside of a structure.
Right.
Near
mount
muzzle. Yeah, muzzle distance to 25 yards.
Right.
Down a hallway. And something that throws a beam, something that's got some reach, you know what I mean? That right. I can,
200, 300 meters.
Maybe 200 max.
Yeah.
200 max.
Yeah.
And the lights that I use to present this concept was, string light TRL ones, but I swapped out the heads on them. Where I've got like a HPL head, which is the long range beam head.
The big head.
It's big.
Yeah.
But it looks cool, I think. And then a standard head on the other one. But, you know, they're both set up for remote switching, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Now, the one thing I will say that I didn't speak to really kind of as an afterthought was if you just look at the carbine, it does look heavy. But it's a visual heavy. You know what I mean?
Right.
The lights themselves are actually very light. But see, the thing about it is, this is the funny part. I could have dug around, and this is where I kind of fall down in the realm. I don't consider myself a gear guy. You know, some people are like all about gear and telling you this model, that model, and the difference between the XM123 versus the XM123-AZ. It's like, I don't have the brain power for that. What I could have probably done is use some different, more compact lights to present the concept.
Sure.
And it would have been easierly, or maybe it had been more readily accepted than what it was by some folks. But, you know, it's no big deal. But here's the point I'm trying to make. Regardless of how well the concept was accepted, it doesn't matter. The equipment was accepted. I misspoke. What matters is how well the concept is accepted, because What I failed to get into in that specific post was the concepts are what's important. As long as the concepts stay alive, maybe the technology doesn't exist today that'll satisfy the concept, but future tech will. You follow me?
I do.
It's just you've got to think about it first. So in respect to, you know, thinking out of the box, I encourage everybody to think out of the box. You know, I don't – anything that even remotely reminds me of lemming behavior just flies in the face of reason. Don't be a lemming, you know. If you can think of something, have an original thought, share it. Because the fact of the matter is, nobody may have thought of it yet. It may be, I mean, look at everything that has been worth discovering in the entire human existence and how well it was received initially.
Right.
You know, what kind of witchcraft is this? What kind of sorcery do we have going on here? You know, all that's on a larger scale, but the point remains the same. You know, have an original thought. Don't be afraid to think out of the box. And you might be the guy that comes up with the, you know, next latest and greatest, you know, item. Who knows? You know, only because somebody didn't think of it yet.
Well, I mean, I could see something becoming integrated, like with the laser set up with a bigger, wider platform where you'd have a long and a short, a long throw and a short throw built into one flashlight, and I could see that becoming a thing, sort of like the whole laser setup, the square setup that bolts to the rail and everything else. But anyway.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I mean, there's any number of ways it could be done. But see, the here's what I don't want you to lose sight of.
Well, here before you tell me what you don't want me to
go ahead.
We're going into the break, so... Super Dave, find him at Facebook, S. Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We've been talking about thoughts and putting them, you know, mounting it and then taking a picture of it, sticking it on your Facebook or whatever and everything, and what comes from it. And the whole point I was trying to make is when you showed the thing with the light, you had some people pushing back and saying less than flattering things about that, didn't you?
Yeah, here and there. But, dude, you're always going to have that.
Sure. Absolutely.
You're always going to have the naysayers and, you know, the people that cannot be satisfied for any other reason than they're maybe stupid or dumb or ignorant. I mean, pick one. You know what I mean? Those people do exist out there. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just trying to recognize the fact that no matter what profession you're in and no matter how well you do your job, there's always going to be someone out there working against you. So why get sideways over?
Well, I think the point I'm trying to make here is that when somebody like you looks at something and says, now I need this, but I also need that. And heretofore, that hasn't existed in any sort of standard configuration I can work with. So I'm going to make one for myself just to see how that works when you're talking like proof of concept or something. And from that, that's where, I mean, I'm sure that during, I'm sure there was a lot of guys taking mag lights and duct taping them to weapons a long time ago. Would I be right about that?
Oh, yeah, man. There was a dude made reference to hose clamping a mag light to his M16A2.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. You know, I remember those days.
And I mean, before there was a two-point sling, I was making my own because back when I was in, the only slings that were on
there. That's all you had.
Yeah, the two-point sling, though, was set up on a certain, it was set up on the underside of the weapon facing down to where it was more of a sling arms type sling.
So right, it was a cherry sling. It wasn't a working sling.
No, so I would take and undo it and attach it to the top part of the gun, and then that way I could actually have it hanging in a posture to where I could bring it up if I had to. Because that's the way my M60 worked. That's the way the sling for the M60 worked back in those days. I was like, why isn't this way? So I just made it work this way. So, I mean, the way these things change and become a new way of an evolution in the equipment, they start out with like mounting a long range flashlight on your long gun and a shorter range flashlight on your long gun. And looking at that and trying to see, okay, how do I make it lighter? How do I make it smaller? How do I get it to take up less real estate? All those things. That all comes into play, but it's got to start somewhere. And whenever somebody, comes out and beats up on that, that just sort of irritates me, to be honest with you.
No, I understand what you're getting at, but dude, dig this. Here's one thing I don't want you to lose sight of.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, no matter whether your lights have different throws or different values to the light they throw, you still have two lights. Don't lose track of that. That's what I was getting at, because the fact of the matter is, if you've ever been doing any low or no light work and your light goes down, that's a problem. It's a big problem. And what contingencies do you have in place? Do you have an extra light? Do you have the tools? Or do you need tools?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, the baseline of the concept of having two lights is if you lose one, you still have one.
Right.
And it precludes having to go through the goat rope of getting your carbine back up, due to like circumstances, you know, time, opportunity, cover, someone to provide security for you, possibly in the event you need to swap your lights out.
Right.
You know, it's just, where's your environment? You know, are you even part of a team organization? Are you even part of a element, a team element? I digress. Go ahead. What else you got?
Well, I just, one thing when the thing about an instructor is that an instructor gets to see from a third person point of view a lot of mistakes. And at the same time, there's got to be a whole lot of, I could do this with this moments. And whenever an instructor comes out, I mean, and I don't claim to be an instructor at all. So, and that's why I never do a technique video. Because my technique is what works for me. I don't know why it works for me. Sometimes it works for me and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I'm inconsistent. So until I figure out the consistency part of it, and until I actually go and decided to actually do something a little more serious about doing that, I'm never going to claim to be an instructor. But I will claim to say that I know what is real and what isn't real. And when I get out there and I do it and I see somebody getting out there that I don't know their background, they probably never served, and they're basically coming at me with some sort of mall ninja mentality to where, well, you know, these guys, this killed people. Well, then, you know, I drive a Ford today, but I mean, back in the day, Ford Pintos were blowing up all over the place. Things change.
Right.
And I mean, I've got a flashlight on the bottom of my Glock 19, a Surefire X300 flashlight. That thing is $300. And that's the cheap one. You can get them that are $400. Streamlight, they're a little less expensive. Olight, they're a little less expensive than Streamlight. So if you're looking for light, there's other things that are going to work for you out there. And it may not be the one that all of the high-speed guys that, you know. I mean, did you have to buy your flashlights when you were in the military, or did they issue them to you?
Oh, for the most part, they were issued, but we didn't. Back in the day when I was current, so to speak, we didn't have the luxury of everything you have today.
Right.
You know, I was current in the early 90s. You know, Surefire was just getting a toehold into everything.
Right.
And, of course, they own it all now, but the military side of it. We didn't have all the choices that you have now. A lot of what Surefire does today has been, you know, from the experience of the military over the last 20 years.
Right.
But there's certainly proud of their gear. You're going to pay for it, and that's fine. I always looked at my kit and equipment as life support gear. And when you treat your equipment as life support equipment, things change in respect to what you have, how well you take care of it, how well you service it, ad infinitum, because it's life support gear.
Right.
Now, if your budget is tight, I would say in respect to lights, my next go-to would be Streamlight.
Right.
I've had just as good service and function out of Streamlight than I have had Surefire. With, you know, the simple caveat that anything man-made can fail. I've had both Surefires go down due to switching problems, or Streamlights go down due to actually breakage, but some switching issues.
Yep.
But that were due to impact damage. Couldn't be helped. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't like manufacturer's defect. But, you know, things happen, man. But for the most part, even if you go flat out budget, there are so many different types of lights out there now. Even some of the most inexpensive lights are well made.
Yep.
You know, aluminum knockoffs of Surefire or Streamlight or any of your major brands. You know, and instead of being able to afford one, you can afford like five or six. You know, if that's your thing, just use one until it breaks and have another one
right.
to replace it.
And with that, but, that's going to have to be the last word because we've run out of time.
I'm good.
Yeah. Super Dave Harrington, find him on Facebook, S. Dave Harrington. You can see all the things out there. And go check some of the comments out. Some of these guys are brassy. They got a pair. It impresses me because they obviously, you know, first of all, they don't know what they're talking about. Two, they still think enough of themselves to mention it. But, hey, there's other people that appreciate truth. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.